What is going on? We are here, episode 22, coming at you. Too Faded, Juice Wayne, Kyle, over there, that way, somewhere.
You're wrong.
What's up, boyos? How you been? Miss you guys.
Doing good.
Feels like we haven't been here in forever, man.
That's so true. It's been a long ass time. I was just thinking about it today. I was making my schedule for the week, and I was putting it on there, and then I was live for like 25, 30 minutes today before we did a mic check, and I was telling people, I was like, we're doing XP share today. And then I was like, there are people in this community that have been here for a month that have no fucking clue what XP share is, just because it's been so long.
Let them know, dude.
Like, yeah, I did.
Oh, man. Yeah. For those unaware, we had to... Well, we didn't have to, but for obvious reasons, we skipped over last episode because of Easter for everybody, which I get. It was a good call. I think it was a good call. It would have been I don't want to say a waste of an episode, but I feel like not a lot of people would have been able to show up.
Yeah. I mean, on holidays anyway, I feel like we don't need to go so hard that we, you know, work through holidays on this shit, you know? Fuck it.
Yeah, it's a little excessive. Exactly. A little excessive. But
let people be with their families.
Anyway, we're
their second family.
That's what we're their second. Yeah.
And if they don't,
we're on the back burner.
I'm gonna get sad, and I'm gonna make it their problem.
Anyway, welcome guys, episode 22. We have Too Faded with us today. WoW connoisseur. Currently also playing GTA RP with the boys. What's up, man? How you been? Introduce yourself. What you been gaming on? What started you in gaming? Etc. etc.
What started me on gaming? Shit, I've been playing games since I was 5 years old. I remember before PM kindergarten, hopping on Diablo 1 on the modem.
Damn.
Playing Diablo 1 before PM kindergarten.
Yeah.
But I also play a lot of Diablo. Super Nintendo too.
Ooh, you're a Super Nintendo boy? Okay.
Super Mario All-Stars is my shit.
Oh,
fire?
Yeah.
That's fire.
10 out of 10. Love it.
That is a good choice.
Fuck yeah.
What the hell did Diablo 1 look like? I gotta Google that.
It was also a PlayStation 1 game, so you can kind of tell what era of graphics it came from.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You can think about it.
Yeah. It's.
Oh, yeah. What? I'm still wearing this badass headset.
It was a lot of fun, though. Like, the cinematics were still ahead of their time back then.
I was going to say, bro, I could imagine this being pretty fire for a PS1 game.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't even look that bad, really.
It really doesn't look that bad. Yeah. But, yeah, I probably look at this like, holy shit. This is
back in the day, looking at this would have been like, this is the greatest game of all time. Yeah,
right? Next level shit. I had so much fun playing it.
My mom
didn't even beat the game
until
I was like 16.
Juice, you said your mom would have lost her shit.
Oh yeah, bro. I grew up in a Christian home. My mom would have seen this and been like, "What the fuck?
What are you
buying right now?"
Chef, we're kicking this out of the house. We ain't having it.
She's about to hit me with the anointed oil. And shit.
Chef, we're getting you baptized again, brother.
Dude, my parents didn't give two literal dog shits about what I fucking played until GTA 3. When it was actually one of my aunt's boyfriends at the time got me it for my birthday or something. And
the aunt's boyfriend.
That's a whole family bullshit story.
I met him, didn't I? I'm pretty sure you're talking about.
No, you didn't.
I never met him. Oh,
okay. No, he was a piece of shit.
Damn. Okay. Well, he got you a video game for your birthday. Bro, I'm gonna be honest. If one of my aunts or uncles has a boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't give a fuck. I don't know who that person is. I don't even know they exist. That's maybe that's a me thing, but I'm like, damn, he got you a present for your birthday? This bro's glazing. He's going hard.
So it was around the time they were first starting dating or whatever. This was back in the PS2 days when Baldur's Gate was on the PlayStation 2 and it was a hack and slash. And mm-hmm. we would, all three of us would just sit at their apartment and play for hours. Fucking hours, dude. Probably one of my top hack and slash games. I mean,
dude, y'all ever play Gauntlet?
Oh, we played the shit out of Gauntlet too.
Hell yeah.
I never did.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's not bad.
We got an arcade here with the original.
Yep, that's where I got introduced to it at an arcade nearby. I was drinking at an arcade and I was with my girlfriend at the time and she was like, oh my god, I love Gauntlet. And so we played some of the different ones they had and we had a great time. And at the same time, I was building this like emulation station out of my media center in my bedroom. And I got a bunch of shit together and I got like some of the old ones and there was one on GameCube and we came back to my place one night and we just played through all of them. We got pizza, got a little fucked up. It was incredible. What a night.
Dude. Honestly, the thing that killed Gauntlet for me, believe it or not, was when the one on Xbox. Like
I don't think I played anything past
the most recent one, you mean?
No, like it came out like original Xbox, like the first Xbox.
I don't think I've played that one.
I mean, it was graphically there. I think they just kind of messed with the story a little bit. So I was kind of like, I'm not feeling this one. But
yeah,
as per usual, the fucking, as everybody's probably been in the same boat, fucking their parents walk in when they're beating a fucking prostitute in GTA 3 and they're like, what the fuck are you playing?
Dude, I know my parents didn't give a shit when they would walk in and we'd be playing like Conker's Bad Fur Day and there's like a sunflower with big tits and they'd be like, have fun, honey.
Dude, like, I played... Oh my god. I was gonna say I played the fuck out of that when I was younger on N64. Played it all the fuck time, fucking yeah, it's fire, nonstop. Dude. They never said nothing about that, but fucking GTA 3 beating people up and fucking running from the cops. No sir, not my kid.
Yeah, my first game was Resident Evil 2. I think I've talked about this. You know, we had a PS1 sitting in the house and my dad was playing it and he paused the game for something. And I guess I waltzed in and picked up the controller and just started playing it. And they were like, uh-oh. And then they came in and they were like, yo, he's actually playing the game. I was like two or three. And I've been hooked ever since. So that makes a lot of sense. but I mean, like the first game I ever played all the way through with my dad when I was like 5 or 6 years old was the original Metal Gear Solid on the PS1.
Yeah.
So I feel like they just never really gave a shit, which I think is phenomenal. I think it made me grow up a little bit faster than intended. I think I lost a little bit of my childhood playing through like Conker and GTA and all this shit. But
got Mike's over. Time. Mike's over it here was, like plus respect.
Yeah, geez, like, that's it. That's the shit. 100%.
I'm playing through the OG Metal Gear Solid right now.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it from being a kid. Like I just remember like dying a lot as a child. Yep. So
dude, it's fire. It is so good.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick before we transition, do you guys remember when they had Time Crisis on the fucking PS2?
Yeah.
The whole fucking kit with the pedals and everything, bro.
Oh, I didn't have the pedals. I had one.
Was it for the Xbox as well?
They had one that went on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 maybe. And that one came with the gun and it had these little sensors you put on the top corners of your TV. And it didn't come with any pedals. I think it was Time Crisis 3. That's the one I had.
I specifically remember It was the whole fucking shebang came with the fucking pedals. The fucking gun even recoiled when you shot it. That was the shit, dude.
That shit felt so good, man.
Loving it.
That shit felt so good.
I wonder how much that would cost for these days. Yeah.
Some say $1,500. Some say $700.
Oh, no, damn. God. Some say
$5,000.
Is that for like the arcade set or is that the home one?
The arcade set. Like the
The
home one? Let me see.
Wait.
The game alone is $100 for the home one.
It's not too bad. I mean, a lot of PS2 games go for like that.
Mike, real quick, could I buy a fucking, is there a gun, like an actual gun that you can buy for the fucking Meta Quest? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can get accessories from Amazon.
I think most of them aren't controllers though. They're like frames that you put a controller in and then you hold it like a gun. It's pretty great. I was looking into them when we were going to do like Contractors and Pavlov.
Contractors, you need that shit, bro.
Yeah, we were thinking about it. And then the buddy that I played it with ended up being a fucking weirdo, and I just haven't touched him since. But
yeah, wait, man, you haven't touched him since? Wait.
Quest. Oh my god. Yeah, I haven't touched him.
Wait, just look up like MetaQuest AR stock, and you'll find stuff.
I mean, really, you could just duct tape your controller onto the side of like a Glock and have a good time with it, probably.
Thought about it.
Yeah, turn the safety off if you want immersion. Because you don't get to see where you're firing, but you can hear it. You can hear it.
on a serious tip, if you really end up getting the Quest, man, let me know, because I'll get one too, bro.
Let's play some shit.
I've been delaying it,
but I mean, yeah, if you guys are already on it, I'll fucking get one.
Bro, I've been on it. That's the fucking shit. I kind of want an excuse to upgrade to the 3. I got a 2, and I'm gonna be honest, the 3 is pretty fire. The 2 is still pretty fire too, though. So if you're like not totally sure, if you could find a good like refurb or used 2, they're probably at a real solid price right now. And
we got it for $200.
Huge jump. Because they sold this the pass through shit on 3 with all the extra cameras where you can do hand tracking and whatever. But I feel like there's some cool shit with that. But if you're just getting into play VR games, 2 for the longest time was like the pinnacle. It's not gonna like go toe to toe with like an Index or whatever. But for a cordless solution with like AirPlay now, where you can connect to your PC and stream games with like very low latency. It's kind of the best there is, I think. And Steam just came out with their own version of AirPlay that lets you do the same thing. And I think it was a little iffy at first, but I think they worked the kinks out. So it's in a good spot.
Yeah, we got the 2 from Target for like $200.
Yup,
that's really that was bad. Fucking. Honestly, I was thinking about the 3 and looking at it, and I was just like, if I'm going to get the 3, I'm going to get the fucking Pro at this point. Like, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go all out. I was just like, we don't need to do that right now.
Yeah, dude. And I was thinking that too. I was telling everybody, because we were in like a, when they announced the 3 and they gave the release date, we were right in the middle of a VR kick. And I was like, I'm going to buy this shit. And then one of my buddies doesn't have a VR headset. And I was like, when I buy it, you can have my Quest too. And we had this whole plan, and then we all stopped playing VR, and then it came out, and I was like, I don't really need it.
I feel that.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway.
Sticky, do you play VR games, bro?
What brand was it? I think it was Samsung made one where you could put your phone in it.
Yeah.
I had one of those for a while, but.
I did too, yeah.
I want to get one. After seeing the AR stuff, augmented reality shit that you can do with the new Quest.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. There's some cool use cases for sure.
I feel like go
get the Apple Vision.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like if I'm gonna get a VR headset for augmented reality, I need to not play so many video games, if that makes sense.
yeah, that's real shit, man.
Okay. Anyway. So, it By the way, Justin, it does look like you can play Half-Life Alyx on a Quest 2.
You can.
Yeah.
If okay, you can. Air link or whatever, but or you just there plug you it go. In via USB-C cable and you can do that. That's how I played a little bit of Alyx and it was great. I find that the it was made for Index controllers for sure. But I'm pretty sure the controllers for the Quest 3 allow you to do a lot of the same stuff that the Index controllers do. So if you want like the best experience, that's probably the best way to do it.
That's another thing I love about VR is that, like, you're not limited to the controllers that that particular company creates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I have
thank God
my Pro, but I have the Steam Index controllers because they're just by like yeah. beyond the best.
Dude, the Vive was goated back in the day. I'm so sad that HTC kind of fell out of the race.
Not their controllers, though.
No, the controllers okay. were ass cheeks, but the headset absolutely was terrible. Yeah.
Their controllers is fat ass fucking circle just sitting there. Just yeah. huge.
Well, like, dude, the Quest 2 controllers like that, too. It's bad. The Quest 1 controllers like, were fucking awful. The Quest 2s were
it's like reverse.
Yeah.
The circle sits over your hand, so it's not like intruding, but the HTC Vive is just like, I mean, and you know, if you're in a tighter space and you're like doing stuff with your hand, like, bro, I hit so many things.
I'd be punching shit, HTC dude. Controller. I broke my Quest so One many controller. Things. I did. Oh, I know it's like less out there when it's over your hand, but that don't stop me from punching the shit out of stuff. At one time, I broke the ring around it, and it was never the same. Never.
No,
never. Yeah, same. But it does protect your hand a little bit.
I have bloodied my knuckles.
Yep. Twice.
Playing Creed, thinking I was fucking Ryan Garcia. I definitely
damn
my
you are, bro.
Twice.
You are.
But it's fun, man. It's a worthy experience. I love it.
Fuck yeah! It's honestly people kind of sleep on VR for a lot of reasons. I think it's a really phenomenal like workout platform. I think it's really great to just like. Yeah. Get healthy. I mean, even just doing shit like Beat Saber and like Creed, for example. Yeah. I mean, they're great ways. And even games you wouldn't think too. Like there was this game called Until You Fall, and it's basically like this roguelite where you run through and you get into sword battles with like these big boss enemies and shit, and you're just moving and ducking and dodging so much that by the time you're done with it, you're like, I need to take a shower.
Yeah. honestly, bro, it's true.
That's what's up. Honestly,
just the simple fact that you're standing for an extended period of time is good enough for your body. Let alone Beat Saber and all that. Bro, I used to come out like just drenched, sweating, playing.
Yeah,
playing.
It was worth it though. It was worth it though, man. I haven't played Beat Saber in so long. Back when it came out, but right when the modding stuff came out and people were making all those different maps for it. I was so into it. And we do like the multiplayer mod and play it. And there's so much new stuff now that I haven't taken any time at all to look into. And one of these days I'm gonna get into the rabbit hole again and I'm never gonna come out.
Hell yeah. the custom songs are fun. There's a lot of EDM shit on there, Justin, that we used to listen to, you know, as well. Like,
yeah, I was actually looking at the song list the other night. Cause that was the first thing fucking Chatter got was Beat Saber. She was fucking on it all night.
Of course.
But as a kind of transition, I guess, into the world of Warcraft.
Warcraft VR.
I don't know. Would it be cool to have like a MMO that's VR? Like, would that even be possible nowadays?
Well, yet? there is one.
Is there?
Yeah, it's called it's called Zenith, the Last City. And it's this big thing, man. It's kind of wild. I have a friend that played it and he really loved it. He got stuck into it for a while. I'll send it in the Twitch chat. It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's got very VR-esque graphics. You're not going to find anything that's like really beautiful. But yeah, I mean, it's a thing for sure. And they're building another one, I think, now. And with how hard they're pushing VR and shit, I wouldn't be surprised if we find some in the not-so-distant future.
Is it
you're just like flying across?
Is it good?
The fucking world.
Yo. From what I've heard, yeah, it is good. There's like there's cooking, there's dungeons, there's proximity voice chatting game.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's just like flying. Like this looks dope.
Yup. Yeah, it looks really sick, dude. There's like a really cool magic system where you have to remember like glyphs, and then you have to draw the glyphs with your VR controller and sling spells.
Oh, I remember hearing about that one.
You can enhance gear.
That's actually dope.
Yeah, we might have to check it out sometime. I'd be down.
You gotta think about it, man. Like,
I'll look into it. I was actually just thinking. I'm so stupid surprised that there's not a fucking like Harry Potter VR game yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm waiting for someone to make a VR mod for the Hogwarts Legacy game with like motion controls. That'd be cool.
Dude, that would be fucking. I mean, that's the thing. They already have the symbols there, but you only use it once. Like, oh, hey, trace this symbol to learn this spell, and then you can do it whenever the fuck you want. Like, it's there. That'd be fucking dope.
What the?
What'd you find?
It was actually looks. I'm looking at Zenith, like the trailer on YouTube. Like, bro, you're doing everything. Like, you're doing MMO shit. Like, you're crafting potions. You can, like, do, like, specials where you, like, fly up in the sky and throw down a fireball. Like, it's sick, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. There's some cool shit here, too. It looks like there's like, some futuristic stuff now, too, that wasn't there.
I might meme it out.
Damn. It's making me want to play Skyrim right here.
Dude, this is the future.
This is the future, dog.
It's only going to get better from here, too. You got to think about that. Like, it's not bad as it is now, but in 10 years, this is going to be like we're going to look back on this and laugh.
Yeah, this is the worst it'll ever be.
This is the worst it's going to ever be, for real. It's crazy, man.
Especially with the fucking Omni treadmill.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Dude. I just saw that K1 Speed. In Vegas this week, they have a side room with three of them, and people were just like running on them and like playing games. It's crazy.
Dang.
I was so tempted, man. I was so fucking tempted, bro. I was staring at that email for a good 15 minutes, just like, how bad is my bank account gonna fucking hate me for this?
yeah.
That's real shit.
Just plop that shit right in the fucking loft, dude.
Yeah. It'll be one day at some point. At some point.
But honestly, though, and we've talked about this before, and we need to have a fucking episode on it at some point, but it's so cool now, but imagine when we have the ability to just put a fucking headset on and lay down in bed, and then you're just in the fucking game.
Fucking
like full dive.
I don't want Sword Art Online.
Yeah, I was going to say Sword Art shit.
Leave me in there. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit, bro. Just do it.
Fucking just melt your brain when you fucking die.
Fuck it, dude. I don't care. The outside world fucking gets worse and worse every day. Let me be a cool fucking anime dude with cool special abilities in a fucking fantasy world. And if I die, I die. Fuck it. It just means I got to try harder. I put this on it. It's like I'm playing Diablo in hardcore mode. I don't care.
He dies.
Fucking, yeah, I don't fucking give a shit.
Was the movie? God, I can't remember the name. I watched it maybe a month ago. It was the one where they like guy lived in like a trailer park, and they were all stacked on top of each other, and the whole thing was like trying to find the Easter egg of this one developer who died. Ready Player One, that one. Yeah. That one.
I was gonna say I was waiting for you to finish getting through it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that one. That was a good one.
Kind of fucked up what they end up doing in that movie.
A little bit. It was a good one though. I was surprised I didn't watch it sooner. I enjoyed it. What was that? Oh, no, yeah. Very eye-opening.
Very good watch.
That's the sad part, is a lot of those movies nowadays are just more eye-opening than entertainment at this point.
Which is a scary part of it, man, because there are those moments where I'm like, we could actually end up being like this.
We're a couple years out. We're yeah. Fucking AI, VR, we're not that far, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not far.
We could be extinct in 5 years. Who fucking knows? At this rate.
whoa, okay. Jeez, come on, don't do that, brother. Jeez.
I mean, I'm just trying to be realistic here, boys. Just
fucking bring it all down.
Start your fucking timers now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Fuck it. I'm getting the bunker ready. All I need is a VR headset, some water, and last out a couple weeks. It'll be great.
We were just talking about the Fallout show, man. Like, let's not do this.
Listen, wait. Unique question. If you were in the world of Fallout and you had some sort of ability to see into the future, and you saw that like the vaults were what they were and the world would become what it was, would you stay in a vault? Would you do it? Would you want to be a vault dweller?
Start with Sticky.
Maybe at first, he says.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on the vault, right? Because the vaults were all different. Some of them, like, literally, I think, like, tortured people or, like, tested on them.
Yeah.
But, like, just to say, like, it was a vault where you just had like these rich people that had a farm and they had their own little thing and that was it. And then you came out. I don't know, man. I almost feel like I'd want to go out. I'd want to leave.
You know what I can actually physically see happening in the next couple, maybe decade might be a little too soon. But I can definitely see, as far as the whole VR sit down and go into another world, I could see that being more of controlling a robot on the outside world, and you just fucking put on the headset and you're the fucking robot.
Well, you know, they already got shit like that for war or whatever, you know?
Oh yeah. 100%. Exactly.
You got people fucking putting on headsets, like they said, put my Quest 3 on, and then you fucking control a Chappie out there with a fucking AR-15.
Chappie.
And you're just running it down, man. I mean, it's gonna happen, but
that's what I'm saying, thinking, dude.
I'm looking at the future where they're like, hey, enter into this like big fucking test tube when immerse yourself in liquid and then never come out. We're just gonna put you in a fucking VR world, hook you up to a machine that pumps you full of like food waste and some fucking water, and you're good.
But fucking Matrix neural fucking connections and shit.
Yeah. They got you in some gel or some shit, and they're like, here's your food paste. Here's
your food. Oh, gosh.
Would you do that? Would you get in a machine? Say in like 15 years, the world is fucking falling apart, and the rich people are so rich that you'll never get past them, and they're like, hey, so you can keep doing this, or you can go get in this tube, and it will help us. Because you will get the bare minimum that you need, and it will help you because you get to live in a totally different world. Would you do it?
It depends on the times. I mean,
yeah. If the times are good, it's a lot harder to choose, right? Or, I mean, it's easier to choose because you wouldn't.
Rimworld.
It would depend on where I'm at in my life. Like, I can imagine, you know, like former pro gamers just being like, "Screw it, bro! I mean, this is what I'm gonna do anyways." You know,
yeah. But like,
I'm at home all the time as it is.
What if you could feel everything the exact same way that you'd feel it in real life? What if it was like a completely immersive experience?
VR chat, but it's real.
Yeah,
but it's real.
I don't know if I'd want to do that.
We had a discussion about this in a class when I was in college, in a philosophy course, and there was a whole discussion that we had about this innate, like, there's an innate value in life, in real things happening that people don't see in virtual things, whether they know it or not. And it's, I always find it interesting if people would sign up to be a part of something like that. What about the rest of you guys? What do you
think? People would definitely sign up for that. There's no question on that.
Girl, I think I might sign up for it, depending on the fucking day.
Yeah, that's it. I would have to say it 100% depends on the timing.
I mean, like, if I'm being honest, if I can still go in and meet somebody and have a family, but I can fucking run dungeons on the side and sling spells and do whatever and feel like a badass, I mean, it would be a pretty fucking compelling argument is all I'm saying.
It's just, you know, there's a dark side to everything. So I would just have to know what that is, or at least not know, but at least have an idea of what it could be, and then just make an educated decision based on that.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, you fucking wake up and there's a bunch of fucking robots and no human beings, you know?
Bro, as long as the robots pump me full of my food paste, I'm in.
Morpheus fucking flies in. Come on, we need you.
Keep me pasted.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Or they just eject my brain into this microchip and plug it into a database.
You become the AI.
Yeah, that's it, bro. I think if when I die, if they could take a fucking image of my brain and stick it with my consciousness into a machine somewhere and allow me to just live my life out in a VR world or something like that somewhere, I think that I'm not totally certain, but I think that'd be fucking cool.
You've seen Altered Carbon, right?
No, I haven't, but I'm aware of it.
Season 2 is terrible. Don't watch that, but season 1.
Fuck that shit.
Like Westworld.
Yeah. It's very, very, very similar. Sorry.
Anyway, back to the reason why we're here.
This happens every episode. We're sorry. We're sorry. I mean, the people who are here already kind of, you know, expect
it to happen. It's the brain rot.
We miss you guys. we missed a whole weekend, so we gotta like catch up.
Yeah, there's a lot that's been stewing in my brain that I needed to bring up.
But so they're on phase 3 of SOD now, right?
Now they are. Yeah.
Now they are.
What the fuck is an SOD?
I feel like
Season of Discovery.
I see.
Yeah. I feel like they came out like phase 1 was stupid long for no reason, and then phase 2 was just short as fuck.
Yeah, and there wasn't much to do in phase 2 either.
Oh, it's, I was going to go back, but I opted not to and just recancel my subscription because nobody wanted a PvP, so see ya.
Of course. You know, this man is a fiend for that PvP.
Bro. It's literally the only reason I play WoW.
You should have came back for phase 2 then.
Man's a fiend for it, bro.
But that's the thing. I would have had to create a whole new character and go through that grinding shit again. Blah, 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 blah.
They got the discovery buff, though, or whatever it's called, where you get, like, you level up super quick now.
Yeah, but that still doesn't skirt the fact that I actually have to fucking do it again.
But I actually put WoW on the back burner recently, this month. I think it was, like, April 2nd. My subscription ran out.
Oh,
I've
just
been having too much fun in GTA.
Yeah, it's been kind of popping off a little bit. What do you mean, facts? You've been on Siege this whole time. Get out of here.
You didn't even ask why I said facts.
Bro, don't hate on a man for being on Siege. I get it.
Bro,
I get it.
Hey, listen. Listen, bro. We're going to talk about this. Fuck it. We're talking about this. All right.
I'm in.
So, I have one little, you know, one little month, you know, where Siege is kind of just taking over my existence. You know what I mean? I show up in the city once or twice a week, and everyone's like, "Oh, I thought you died." No, bitch. I'm a gamer.
I'm here.
What do you mean you thought I died? Like, we're all gamers. That's why we do this shit. You know? And I kind of just rinse and repeat. You know what I mean? Like, judge me.
Dude. Bro, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, J-Dog over here saying, I don't know if I'd sign up to get into a vat and be placed into a VR world, but he's over here in GTA RP every fucking day. I don't think you're beating the allegations, brother. I think that we know exactly what you'd be doing. I think I know exactly what you'd be doing.
It's so true.
It fucking hurts.
In fact, I would go as far to say that with this WTF thing going on, Justin would be controlling the media, brother.
No.
He'd be Big Brother.
He'd be Big Brother, bro. Conspiracy theories, my man. The creator of them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, guys. Maybe I am on the right side, though. Maybe I'm on the right side of history. As long as I'm on their side.
Oh, give J-Dog a little power? That seems dangerous.
Yeah, whatever server they put me on, I don't want it to be the one with JD.
Well, if he has the power, maybe you're right.
That means that we get to be the part of the select few, the elites.
Yeah,
until JD gets enough power that it goes to his head, and now he thinks that we're turning on him, and then he starts looking at us too.
Yes. Narcissism. Yes.
Tossing and turning in my sleep and shit. Oh my god, they're gonna shoot me.
Okay, well, let's stay on track. We're like 40 episodes into 40 episodes. Jesus, we're 40 minutes into this episode and we barely talked. I want to know, how is that new game mode in World of Warcraft? That's like the Battle Royale. I've heard some people say it's surprisingly good. Is that true? Has anyone here played it?
I have not tried it yet.
Okay. Either of you two seen anything about it?
I've watched a few people play it, and it seems really fun and interesting.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that actually in WoW, or I thought it was a standalone?
It's real.
It's a standalone.
Oh, okay.
But you need a subscription to play it.
Oh, I see.
Gross.
Yeah, but it's like built in WoW, right?
It's in a certain zone. There's a few zones I think they've pulled from WoW, and that's where like you do it in.
So is it like a separate server, or you go?
It's a whole different game. You gotta install it itself, I want to say.
I mean, I'd be down to try it. I just not sure if I want to pay $15 a month for a battle royale.
Yeah, true. That's the other reason I haven't done it either. I'm like, why the fuck would I do that? I ain't playing WoW.
It would.
Wow.
Not right now.
Wow, exactly.
Wow, okay.
That's what they're saying over there.
Okay, end the episode. That's
we're done. We're out.
That's the content. I hope you enjoyed it, chat.
Yeah, back to Siege for me, I guess.
Back to? You're playing it right now. Don't lie to me. Man's over here fucking clicking
heads. I played this morning.
I played this morning.
Hell yeah. Sure.
Damn right.
Dude, a lot of shit's been going down in the RP server though. It's been interesting couple weeks.
I'm beating the allegation.
So maybe I can ask, you know, Sticky, from your perspective, what exactly has you so, you know, immersed in the world of RP at this moment?
I just never got into it until now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
A whole new world.
I've been playing D&D for like, I don't know, like 7 years. You know, monthly campaign and shit with my cousin and friends and shit. But the way I look at it is like GTA RP is literally just a modern world Dungeons and Dragons without levels.
Yeah, for sure. Makes sense.
And I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun in it.
Hell yeah.
Build a character, play the character.
And it's in the world of GTA, so there's, you know, you're within the bounds of the Grand Theft Auto universe.
Yeah.
What limits can we push to make this immersive or as immersive as possible?
I actually pretty much explained it that way to Chowder the other day. I was like, it's basically D&D without the levels and, like, you know, dungeons and shit.
And no magic.
And no magic, yeah. It's literally just your character.
You got firearms instead of magic.
Yeah.
And of course, no, they're you know, no. Well, there's technically dice. Technically, there's dice.
Yeah.
But Can be.
You're not using it for buffs.
I cast my fifth level spell, Glock 19.
Honestly, I get it. I get a kick out of that anytime somebody actually uses dice for their decisions. I get a huge kick out of that.
That's really true. Good. People have done that. That is very, very true.
I want to make a cop people character that done, does that.
People have rolled 20s or tried to roll 20s for shit like that. They did that at a bank robbery where they're like they wanted a cop to give up his favorite shoes.
And the cop was let me
roll for it. Let me roll for it. They're like, all right, fuck it, bro. You gotta roll. They gotta roll something or better. And he rolled under it, and he was pissed.
I remember that shit. That was a whole thing, dude.
I was a hostage. So yeah, that was a whole thing.
Oh yeah, you were hostage. You were the hostage for that one. Okay.
Connor was.
I remember that. a lot of shit went down. Let's see. KA went to war with the Lost. Syndicate went to war with Aztecs. Syndicate got banned. What else?
Sticky, you're involved in this in this whole thing, aren't you? Somewhere.
He was trying not to be.
I was trying to. I just became a prospect for the Aztecs when the syndicate started beefing with them.
What's that like, being in a, you know, potential MC? Potentially being in an MC.
Dude, I mean, it's just a group of brothers that just do shit together, have a good time.
That's a loose way to say crime organization, but okay.
Yeah.
It's a very loose way to say it.
Yeah, brothers that kill people, you know.
No big deal.
That's covered under having a good time.
That's, you're so right, though, actually. I respect you. Yep. I agree. I need me a brotherhood like that.
I went to a rave, and this particular rave was held at an MC like meetup warehouse. And I didn't know that until I got there. Like, I'm like walking through the building, looking at their pictures, and I'm like, a lot of dudes with like motorcycles, and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, this is a patch. Where are we right now? At a rave, and like, sure enough, it's like an actual MC. Like, the guys that were like working the bar were all just like fucking mustaches and patches and shit. It was super weird, but I was like, all right, whatever, and keep on dancing, I guess.
Keep on dancing.
There's a bar.
Hope nobody pulls up
here. That's the same thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's a motorcycle bar, but then like they have concerts and have shows. Like I went and saw, Randy and Mr. Leahy from Trailer Park Boys. They're doing a tour. I went and saw them out there. I'm like, what the? We're at a motorcycle club. Like people are just sitting here at the bar, looking in their cuts, just fucking throwing back beers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that definitely seems practical. I can see that. I can see that happening. I mean, yeah, fair enough.
Well, so
I'm just kind of throw it off.
So Sticky, as far as I guess we're jumping back and forth, anyways. As far as both SOD and Elusive is concerned, what would you say is the best and the worst aspects of both?
I mean, the thing with Season of Discovery is that it's all new stuff, so they're not throwing it out fast enough, and people are getting bored, and then like halfway through the phase, you're losing a bunch of people, which is understandable.
It was an idea.
Sorry, what?
It was an idea. They did have a good idea. Just... Hello, game industry, lacking execution. Shocker.
Yeah, good. Bastards. Get him, JD.
Let's talk about this, though.
I haven't played Phase 3 yet, so from what I hear, it's better. Like, people aren't clearing the raid first week anymore and stuff like that. Like, obviously, you're going to have your meta guilds that do.
First week?
Yeah, first week. Okay. Phase 1 and Phase 2.
This is the problem.
Your average dad guild fucking cleared the raids first week in Phase 1 and 2.
Average dad guilds.
Okay. So... And this is coming from the perspective of someone who's never played WoW. It seems to me that the bar needs to be set high because WoW players, and correct me if I'm wrong, are the greatest grinders in the history of gaming. Like, no one grinds like someone playing WoW, right?
So you naturally need
to make more content than, say, Activision would need to make for Call of Duty. Like, you gotta make
everything.
You gotta make content to last.
Or at least make it challenging.
People are just not going to be able to fuck. Everyone's just going to clear it.
Because it's annoying. Like, how many weeks was Phase 2? Like, 14 weeks? And it's like, you're doing a raid 3 times a week. You're almost, 42 times? I did that freaking raid. It was so boring. After the 10th one.
After the 10th one.
Now, see, the Destiny raid, you know, we didn't necessarily rush to do the I forgot what the first one was called, but we weren't necessarily rushing to get to it. It was like, yo, let's enjoy the story mode, do a little multiplayer, and then we can do the raid. I know that also in order to do the Destiny raid, you needed to have certain weapons or else your life was just going to be hell.
Yep.
So you kind of had to kind of grind it out to get some items before you jumped in it anyways.
Yeah. There were a lot of people that pushed day one for Destiny raids, though. I mean, there's still a lot.
Yeah, they did.
It's easier nowadays, too, because you've got so much shit already. But, I mean, I did day one for Ron, and I think we were one of the first LFG groups to complete it and Twitch Rivals and shit. And it was fucking awesome. It was great. And it made me see the appeal because, I mean, just look at it this way. If you can be the first group of people to clear a bit of content in a massive game in the entire world, I mean, you're fucking going down in the history of gaming itself. It's huge, man. It's fucking awesome. And even to this day, I'm still like, I'm still high off this fact that I'm like, I beat Shroud. Like, we got ahead of Shroud. We were racing him. We beat his ass. We beat like a bunch of like longtime Destiny 2 creators. I mean, it was great. We blasted right through them. Me and a bunch of people from just randomly in the LFG thing. Like, it was great. I get it. With Destiny 1, though, and I didn't play much of Destiny 1, I could see it being different. Was the first raid there from the start, or did it come out in the middle of the games?
It was there in the start.
Okay, so you did have to like.
You just had to figure out how to do it, I thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you had to
get people forever.
Yeah, you had to get the equipment, like you said.
But. That's the thing I missed when it came to Season of Discovery, and I can't accurately say they did it in Classic because I didn't play much Classic. But what I missed about WoW was, I guess, that progression of level up. So you can do the dungeons, so you can grind for the dungeon gear, so you can actually be able to progress thoroughly through the next set of levels, so you can get the next set of dungeon gear, so you can accurately, you know, because I feel like what they did in retail as far as, oh, hey, you could just get a bunch of greens from dungeoning and still progress at a decent pace, kind of just exponentially push things forward, and then people just kind of got bored of that because there wasn't much to work for.
It's because you can go into looking for raid with grays and then just getting handed epics.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I miss the whole eye level thing. Like, people in SOD asking, you have to have this specific eye level of gear in order to fucking join us or GTFO.
You do have to have a certain item level, but they make it way too easy to get that item level.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, in SOD, you have to have at least a few purples and mostly blues. In fucking retail and shit, yeah, grays and greens, you're good, man. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I do have to say, though, as someone that's never done a WoW raid, I think that one of the coolest things about WoW raids is the amount of people you can have going into them.
Yeah.
I mean, just I've never seen a game that's got raids where you can take, like, what? I mean, there are some that take, like, 30 to 60 people, right?
40 was the largest in Classic and 40. Burning Crusade.
Damn.
And then with Wrath of Lich King, they switched it to 10 and 25s.
That is so many people.
Those are the good ones, dude. 40-person Molten Core, bro.
God. How do you even get that many people? Like, do you...
That's huge.
Do you match it was hard.
You can now in retail. Back in Classic, it was literally you just needed one big guild, and you had like, you know, 50 people signing up, you know, maybe even 60 people signing up just in case people didn't make it. You still had backups.
Yeah, damn. I mean, that's fuck, dude. You got to play like you got to play HR just to be able to raid. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time.
So you gotta play HR.
Yeah, bro, you gotta play fucking Microsoft Excel just to get everybody together. You gotta be the fucking organizer.
It's crazy. You really do.
Play Eve.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's crazy too, right?
Fucking spreadsheet simulator.
Eve was its own fucking thing.
They like uploaded Microsoft Excel to the internet and put some spaceship pictures in it and said,
yeah.
I thought Destiny was hard with 6 people in a raid. Fuck, bro. Like, how these people fighting all these folks?
That shit was stressful, man. Playing like me and Justin were like the only two people who actually like understood the rules. Yep. Everyone else, we just had to keep reminding over and over again.
Oh my god! And then
Christina would get in there, and she would just be dictator. She was just Fidel Castro the whole time. Just if you make one mistake, you're like, yo, dude, chill, like, bro.
I'm telling you,
Christina.
So when we did Limit Break, we used to do a lot of like, Sherpa runs, and we'd teach people how to do raids because the whole point of us starting Limit Break at first, and for those of you that don't know, Limit Break was like a huge like community clan project we had that was birthed from a Destiny clan we started that just kind of went fucking nuclear and ended up having like 300 members in it. And we used to do Sherpa runs because we initially started it because we wanted to raid more. And we saw that judging by statistics of the like achievements on the game across platforms, a very, very low percentage, like single digit percentage of players completed any raid at all. And it's damn, the game's best content by a mile. And so we would go in and we would teach people how to do it. But sometimes, man, I'm telling you, some of these people, you're like, is your brain fully developed? Like, what is going on? But even then, yeah, like we were usually really nice to people. We prided ourselves on our abilities to do that. But if you got the wrong people in there trying to teach people how to do raids,
oh my god, it's so bad. I mean,
they would just, you got 6 people in there and you clear, you wipe 2 times and suddenly someone starts going fucking dictator mode. And it's like, what is wrong with you? How does this bring out the worst in you? It's crazy. Destiny does that to people.
It definitely did. I miss those raids, man.
Yeah, no, they're fire.
We're getting back on Destiny, bro.
Oh, I'm on.
No, don't get me started on that shit. No thanks. I'm out. I will get on Siege before I get on Destiny right now.
Destiny is a great spot right now.
Wait. What do you mean, bro?
I will get on Siege before I get on Destiny.
That's a
statement. Because that's bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
He's bluffing.
Hella bullshit.
I mean, let's just be honest. So we've got Into the Light that just started. A lot of reprised weapons. There's new shit to do. It's fucking awesome. They came out and they showed stuff about Final Shape. There's a new subclass coming where you can mix subclasses together. It's the culmination of the saga. They just really? Introduced a new replacement for Sparrows. They're skimmers. What's that? Between Hunter and Warlock, but like you could like you could do like a light subclass and a dark subclass. So you could do like, I don't know if you guys played when Stasis was there, but you could do like a bit of Stasis and a bit of like Solar and bring them together to kind of make these things mesh. And there's like new systems about how to get super powered up. I mean, it's essentially their way of being like, you've mastered the light, you've mastered the dark. Now you're going to mix them together and you're going to become God. And there's a real reputable rumor out right now that says that this is the last expansion for Destiny and they're going to do episodes for a while, which they've announced. But then apparently they've been working on Destiny 3 for two years now in the background. And this thing where you mix the classes was meant to be for Destiny 3 because the idea was they wanted it to be a system where you can pick and choose from everything what you wanted and build your own class out of it. And so we're thinking that they're giving us all of this shit so that they can be like, you know what? We don't even have to balance this because we're going to start you over in a year or two anyway when we ship Destiny 3 and it's going to be closer to the MMO experience we wanted to begin with.
So we're in Diablo 4. Okay, here's the thing. Destiny 3, I think we already know, is going to be Destiny 2.5.
Oh, yeah. for sure.
First, I just want to know what the service model is going to be here. Like, are we just getting No Diddy pounded in the cheeks? You know, just because they're going to want just, you know, $50 every 2 months.
What do you mean? They're already getting pounded in the cheeks.
It's been worse lately.
We are. The gamers are. I just want to know if they're going to, you know, listen to the gamers. Like, you know, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do. You know, we'll do like, you know, microtransactions. You guys can get all the content and, you know, just like spend money in the store. Like, I would love that. I think that's much better. I think honestly, I feel like that's what also stopped me from playing Destiny as much. It's like, do I want to spend enough money to buy a brand new game every quarter?
Yeah, well, sometimes more. I mean, it's like $100 for the expensive versions of them.
Yeah, I kind of didn't, man.
I shell out anyway. Listen, the Destiny lore in itself makes it worth playing to me.
It's fantastic.
That's what I get into it for. And on top of that, I don't think there's ever been an FPS game that has nailed game feel like Destiny 2 has. I just want it to be good. I want it to be fucking good. And I think that with Destiny 2, I mean, before these last few weeks where they have started showing us Into the Light and Final Shape, I think most people probably thought that between them making Marathon and them making this other unannounced like hero shooter game that they're making called Project Gummy Bears or whatever.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're making a third project and there's not much known about it, but it's like, I think it's supposed to be like a hero shooter. I might be talking out my ass. You might want to verify that, but it does exist. A lot of people thought Destiny was just going to die. They thought they were just going to let it fucking fall apart. But with these last couple weeks, people are really excited and they're into it. And the morale is as high as it's ever been. And some people are saying it's going to be, it's shaping up to be maybe the best expansion ever. Like it's going to take on Forsaken and Taken King and all these different things, which is crazy in itself. But I think two things are going to come together to make Destiny 3 really solid. The first thing is that the code name for it internally is supposed to be called Project Payback. Or codename Payback. And according to this leaker, it's named that because the team that's in charge of it named it that because they want to get payback at themselves for fucking up on Destiny 2 so bad. They want to the game that they wanted to make the entire time. And so knowing that that's the goal and also knowing that reception has been so fucking low for Destiny 2 for so long and people hate what they've been doing, I think there's a solid chance that we get some sort of new model for what's happening here. And it could be pretty good because the rumor is that all of the current execs are trying to, well, Sony's trying to eject them all. And we've talked about this, I think. But even if they don't get ejected, which with this new morale boost, it's looking like Final Shape is going to do great. it has been said that most of them are going to leave of their own accord in 2026 anyway, or maybe it's 2025, when they finish their stock buyback or whatever it is. When they get their full stock payout, they're all going to leave, and they're going to leave whatever's left to whoever takes their spot. And either way, I think the execs under Bungie are the entire problem. I think they're fucking awful, especially Pete Parsons. I think he just needs to go I don't know, tend to a farm somewhere where no one can give a shit.
Love to see it.
I think there's a solid chance we get a real good Destiny 3. And so far, I'm pretty solid on these foretellings, on these Oracle moments. Because I've been saying since the day Lightfall launched and it was shit, I've been saying that Final Shape's got to be phenomenal. Because if it's not, it's the death of the IP. If you drop two stinkers in a row, who's going to play your shit? You know, it almost died when they did the two little things like Curse of Osiris and like the Iron Wolves or whatever it was. I mean, those just sucked. They were fucking awful. I don't think they can afford to make that mistake again. So it's got to be good.
Got to think they got to do it right. All right.
Yeah. Did you play Destiny at all?
Yeah, I was in your clan, fool.
Oh damn, what the fuck?
Listen, bro, that was like 7 years ago, okay?
That was hella long ago.
I played with Mikey and you in your clan.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, we did have a kind of like shitter clan. I remember now. That didn't last long.
I played Destiny 1 and 2, and I quit shortly after the first expansion, I think, on Destiny 2.
That tracks. Okay, yeah. Now it's coming back to me. Okay.
I think that's, I mean, after the first raid is kind of where we all flattened out. We definitely went hard in the multiplayer for a minute, man. Especially when the Mida multi-tool was meta, we were going crazy on that shit.
Dang, okay.
Yeah, that was that was some good times.
100%.
It was there was also a fucking blue SMG that was just like ungodly for no reason at one point.
What was it called, dude?
I can't remember.
Damn, Electro something. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, because I used to do that shit too, like crazy.
Like it was just way too fucking, like, there was no recoil and it shot stupid fast for no reason. I don't know why.
Perk where you're like, if you did like arc damage to someone and you shot them with that, it would do additional damage or like chain up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of remember that. It was like a chain thing.
That shit was fire. I feel like the name is just like right there on the tip of my tongue, and I just cannot.
I can't.
Oh, Risk Runner. That's what it was.
No, not that one. That was a exotic.
I thought you were talking about that one. Okay.
No, it was literally a blue weapon, a blue SMG that just shot stupid fast and was hella accurate for no fucking reason.
Blue SMG shot fast. Oof.
Yeah, I can't remember the fucking name. It didn't last long.
Yeah, a lot of those guns had that, like, they kind of mimicked, like, not American, but like, you know, like human platform guns. Like some of them look like the MP7.
Yeah.
And, you know, others look like a fucking, like an inmate platform.
Fucking Kyle's avatar just falling asleep.
That's what he's talking about, bro. Surrogate shit right there. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, right. He's fucking jacked in, dude. But yeah, we've been. God, dude, I should have put fucking topics down. We are jumping everywhere right now.
It's the pod, man. It's the pod.
Did we go over the worst features of the games? No, I think we. Yeah. I think we kind of skipped. Oh. Okay, so let's
just
go
lack,
on to
lack of content, basically.
Go on to the next one, then. What would you like to see improved, added for both SOD and RP in general?
Well, I mean, so they the thing about it is I answered all of these when phase two was out, and now that phase three is out, I haven't played phase three, but I've been told that it's actually difficult and it's challenging. Like, they actually the top five guilds weren't even able to complete it first day like they normally do. The bosses were so challenging that they had to go in and actually nerf the HP on some of the bosses because they weren't even getting close to defeating them.
Damn. See, that's the kind of shit I miss. When the game's so hard that you have to fucking nerf it down for people to actually do something. None of this that boss has 10 HP bullshit. Let's just fucking hit him with like 3 spells, you're good.
Yeah, so from what I hear, it's fun. And challenging again. I'm kind of over the leveling raids because they're supposed to be easier and gearing up and kind of like a time waste, I guess, while they're creating the level 60 content.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see what it's like when we hit max level, because we're only level 40 now with phase 3.
I feel that, though.
Yeah, level 40.
So maybe we can sort of end with this, depending on where Kyle's at. What MMOs are you looking forward to in the near future right now?
Zenith.
I'm GTA tempted to try RP? That.
Hell yeah.
That's gonna be sick, though.
I mean, they bought 5 of them, so you mm-hmm. think 5 of them is gonna come, or 6 of them, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is gonna come out with GTA 6, hopefully. I just hope they give access to like mod tools and stuff like that, and not have to do all of this messed up stuff like we're doing now in order to get like interiors and to make MLOs for stuffs. Like, it's I used to create levels and stuff for Call of Duty 4, and I know this is, I'm dating myself. This is a fucking 20-year-old game or some shit like that now. Mm-hmm. But like their map editor was fucking stupid easy to use, and this was 20 years ago. It's like you built a prop, you set the prop in the level, moved it around where you wanted it, and that was good. Like, to put an interior into a building on GTA 5 is stupid difficult. There's the tutorial videos are like 5 hours long on how to just put an interior in.
Yeah, it's a little excessive. I'm just worried, honestly, when it comes to GTA 6, that it's going to be... I really do think it's just, as much as we hate to say it, it's going to be more locked down to, this is GTA 6, 5M's not going to, or whatever, they're going to be 6M at that point, I guess. But like, they're not going to be creating mod support for a different platform for different servers and shit. Like, it's just going to be GTA 6. That's which inherently, if done right, not going to be a bad idea. But
there's always going to be other platforms, though. Even if it's not done right, there's other platforms outside of 5 of them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something else to consider is, what if, we were saying how it took them a year to get GTA 6 on PC and all that good shit. Like, what if, because of the fact that Rockstar has acquired 5M now, that they're actually able to get RP out much faster, and they're able to get a PC port out much faster because of the fact that they have the acquisition.
Well, that's right.
Like a Steam Workshop kind of thing for city owners.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like there's that little like percentage chance that it's going to be just exclusive to just GTA 6, and it, as far as the mod community, it's going to have to be a whole separate thing again.
I'm going to say something that's kind of scary. What if
My life.
Rock City. Well, okay. What if Rock City?
Rockstar?
Yeah, Rockstar, right, Rockstar. What if Rockstar looks at all this shit that's been going on with all these people talking about the metaverse? And they decide that they want to take the VR thing support. and they turn it into this fucking like this metaverse bullshit where they're like, hey, there's all these worlds you can go to now and you've got your own avatar. And would that be a good or bad thing?
That'd be sick.
It's really possible.
I need to get me a VR headset before GTA 6 comes out now.
Well, I'm not even saying VR. I just mean specifically like Fortnite's trying to do it, right? Where they've got all these different like experiences or like a Roblox or whatever. I mean, what if it turns into that? Some live service weird shit. I mean, is that good or bad?
Depends on how they do it. I mean, like Fortnite, it's all been good. I can't say anything bad about Fortnite. Like, no matter what people think about the game itself, like their opinion on the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their model.
It's a fantastic
they
game.
Fucking blew it out of the world with that.
No,
shit.
I agree with 100%. You. I love Fortnite. 100%. I love it. I really do. I've been
quite
I've been
literally blew it out of the world. Quite literally.
I've been a staunch Fortnite supporter for years. Even before a Zero Build came out, I was a Fortnite supporter. When everyone would make fun of me saying I was playing a kiddie game. And now everyone loves it. Funny.
Yeah, go figure.
I was one of those people, by the way. I was one of those people.
Bro, I'm telling you, some of my closest friends. I love No Build. Yeah, like, No Build brought it back. No Build saved the game, I'll be honest. But I don't know, man. Sometimes, like, Fortnite's the only example of that I've seen working really well that isn't, like, predatory or weird or whatever else. I feel like most of the time when it happens, it turns into some cash grab, like, shallow bullshit. And I think it's possible to do it well. But I also, when I look at GTA, I mean, there's a fucking untapped gold mine of things they could do for RP. I mean, right now, RP is already, like, phenomenal in itself. And that's, that's without any Rockstar support at all. It's all community built.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be great. But at the same time, I mean, what if they get the wrong idea, bro? What if they just fuck it all up? That would suck. You know how sad it'd be if GTA 6 finally dropped? And everyone was like, all right, well, I'm going to stay RPing in GTA 5.
Isn't Rockstar pretty good about listening to the community, though?
I don't know, man.
To an extent. I mean, it depends. Because the thing that got me out of GTA Online, which retrospectively, it makes sense, but like people were enjoying it. So at the time, I don't remember. Mike, were you playing with me and Carl at the time? Well, we were just grinding the literal dog shit out of GTA 5, and online? You can GTA Online, and you could just do missions back to back to back, grind as much as you want, and then all of a sudden they put a fucking cooldown in on every single mission, and it just killed it for a lot of people, not just us, like just a lot of people. You just couldn't do, like, they took the grindiness out of the grindy game, you know, and it's just like, why?
And that just forced people to exploit to make their money then.
Well, that's the thing, is like they patched most of those. Like, it was at one point, it was, you know, again, just end mission, start mission, end mission, start mission. And then it was, there's a cooldown. And then there was some problems with it that people got around, and then they patched that. So it was just like, you see what everybody wants to do, but you still take it away from them doing it. It's like, hello? Hello? Like,
something we could consider, though, is GTA Online.
They said touch grass.
Like, for a lot of people, for a long, long, long time. Like, the GTA Online support, they were making DLC for last year?
I think so,
the year before that? And the game's been out since... Well, when did it first come out? Was it 2013?
Fuck, I don't remember anymore.
Content for GTA. Didn't they just release something in November?
They just released another heist, I think, recently, right?
There we go, right? So, yeah. I mean, there's gotta be, you know... I think that they have a big enough fan base to do whatever they
want. Wait, was that for online, or was that a specific no pixel thing?
No, it was, I think, for GTA Online. And then five of them recently attached it. So then all the cities had to do was just update their five of them.
They had Dr. Dre in the game. You know?
I mean, what?
And that was recent in GTA Online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like, what, a year ago?
Maybe a year and a half? I don't remember hearing about that.
I feel that.
Yeah, they had a whole music producer thing that he was.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that.
That was recent. That wasn't a long time ago.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So it's just crazy, man. Like they've been at it for so long, and still people are just loyal to the soil in that game.
Loyal to the soil. Like, so I'm still on that.
I don't know, man. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait. I keep thinking about VR, so I'm just gonna shut up now.
Let you guys, bro. If we tainted this whole fucking thing by talking about it in the beginning.
We really did. Fucking 30 minutes about a not episode topic. normal XP share things.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't been here before, that's just the occurrence. We shoot for an hour, but it ends up being like 30 minutes of us talking about the thing that we weren't scheduled to talk about. So then
at least 10% of this episode was dedicated to Destiny 2 in an episode about WoW and GTA RP. I mean, that's just the formula. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that at the end of the day, that's kind of why we have the whole like. We want you guys to come back as guests too. Like we don't want to have just like one episode off. Yeah, Sticky, see ya. Nice talking to you about Destiny, bro. It was great. It was, but that is a thing. I do want to emphasize is literally anybody who wants to come in, chat about video games, whatever it is, just. Let us know. I do need to put the document back out for people to fill out at some point. But feel free to come, you know, just sign up, come back, talk to us about games. That's what we're fucking here for. And
share your experience.
Exactly.
If you have friends who you feel like would love to, or you feel like fit this kind of mold that we have going on right now as well.
Well, also, even fucking like we're still trying to transition into like talking to, you know, designers, developers, other people also in kind of like the creative space, game industry space as well. So we're not just here to specifically talk about games in general. It's just a whole encompassing industry thing. So you got something you want to talk about? We're fucking here. We want you, dog.
We want you.
What if you don't know shit about games? Well, you're gonna learn a lot of shit about games on XP Share. Let me tell you.
You better do some fucking research, huh? You better pull up Wikipedia and IGN and YouTube.
You do it. Fucking Wikipedia. All right.
You ain't gonna pass the test with that kind of mindset.
Good gaming.
Big facts.
Shit, sounds like effort. True.
I got one last thing. Talking about the side quests.
Dude, I was.
I hate you so much, Justin. I'm so in.
I fucking hate you so much. We haven't done side quests in a fucking month and a half, but fucking Mike wants to come in. Hey, let's play Destiny. Bar, Destiny? Bro. Destiny?
Let's run a bar. Like legendary campaign. I'm in for whatever.
Bro. You know,
I'll play with you. I'll play with you, Kyle.
I'm here.
I mean, we'll basically just have to play multiplayer because God knows I'm fucking not leveled or geared up for fucking any other content.
We'll get you
right
leveled
now.
And geared up, bro. I don't know what.
I am not grinding that out.
You can't even say that because with Into the Light, they gave everyone stuff at light level, at pinnacle cap. You are at the highest level you can be for free. So you ready for any content you want.
Oh, God.
I ain't playing no fucking Crucible.
I ain't playing no fucking Crucible. Why not, dude? Why not?
Because if I wanted to play PvP, I'd go play a game where the community and the team behind it actually gave a shit about their PvP.
Fair point.
Okay.
Fair point. They probably don't care. Like, not like when they first, like when Destiny 2 first came out, you could tell there was like, yeah, PvP, here's what you guys wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was a pro scene in Destiny 1 for a second, right? Which we never saw.
Kind of. Ever, a little bit. In Destiny 2. It was like very obscure and not official.
Yeah.
But it was there.
I'm going to install it. So it's on my computer as of today.
I fucking hate you guys.
Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
But yeah, no, I was actually going to say that we need to start cranking out more side quest episodes and get back onto that. Cause, I'm literally, as I'm shooting fully custom videos to edit, I'm just like, I'm running out of videos. We need to do something. Yeah, the fuck?
Let's do it, man.
For those of you new, SideQuest is our bi-weekly Wednesday thing where the three of us and possibly other guests just jump on a game and fucking just have fun, talk shit. It's like a mini podcast episode, but we're actually playing shit and doing something with our lives, for lack of a better term, I guess. But something I wanted to just kind of close out on as an idea or get something out there is, what games are you guys looking forward to at this point?
Damn.
I got one.
I've got only one right now, but if I say it first, it's going to make me seem like a fucking weirdo, so I got to find something else.
I'll just say May 28th is the Multiverse's release.
Ooh, that's big, actually.
Ooh, okay.
I've been waiting for that. Yeah, me and Apex are the duo. You know, we're taking all fades.
Oh, shit.
We want all the smoke. Pull up. That's if you think you can beat Jake and Shaggy. You can't, but pull up.
You can't.
I'm really excited for that. I had a lot of fun playing Multiverses.
Yeah, that's going to be fire. I'm kind of looking at this list, and there's like
coming out. That'd be a great little competition thing too. I do want to get those. I do want to get those back going. Little weekly fucking shit competitions between everybody. Throw out some cash. You know, people were loving the fucking what was that? What was the old Mario Kart clone we were playing for a bit?
Oh,
Mario Kart.
No, not that one.
It was
the Nexon one, right? Yeah, Drift Racer or whatever. Yeah.
No, it was. Yeah, it was.
Oh yeah, this one was hella random.
Kart Drift or something. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was like the Mario Kart clone one. We actually got our
Kart. Was that it?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Well, anyway, but yeah, we do want to start doing more competition and stuff. Soon TM website for like the 50th fucking time in a year. where I'm finally starting to get some people together to get some initial content going for it. The biggest thing is gonna be getting like blog writers and stuff for us too. So if you know somebody who wants to fucking sit there and write articles about fucking the video game industry or just literally anything in general, you could talk about dog products or some shit. I don't know. But honestly, I'm down for anything. Just
Destiny 2, apparently.
That was way funnier to me than other people, apparently.
Dog products.
My bad. I'll shut up.
I got my answers, by the way. I know what I got.
Played Tekken 8 for the first 2 weeks and wanted to perish. Oh god. Alright, go Kyle.
Alright, here we go. Okay. So obviously we got Final Shape coming out. That's big. That's gonna be big.
I saw that coming.
Yeah. Sandland's coming out and Stellar Blade on the same day this month. That's gonna be huge. I'm excited for those.
Okay.
We have I lost it. What was it? It's gone. Those are the only things I'm excited about, apparently, if I can.
So excited, it just gone. See ya.
Yeah, I just fucking ejected from my brain. I don't know what to tell you. Blue Protocol? That's going to be good when it drops in 3 years when they finish censoring it and fucking it up over at Amazon. Yeah. Oh, I want to play the new Hyperlight game. Hyperlight, whatever the fuck it's called. The sequel to Drifter. I don't know.
Why does that sound familiar?
You probably played Hyperlight Drifter, right?
I think so. Maybe.
Or whatever that. Oh, Hades 2 is coming out too. That's going to be big.
Oh, dude. That's going to be sick.
That's going to be so fucking good, man. So.
For those RimWorld fans out there, fucking Anomaly DLC just dropped earlier this week. So that's fucking dope. Shout out to Day of Dragons, who's not here right now. I wouldn't be surprised, would be playing the fuck out of it right now, so that's probably why he's MIA.
My coworker brought up RimWorld the other day, and I was like, you have to meet my buddy Justin. He was just like, do you guys play RimWorld? Like, it looked like he was getting ready to, like, come if one of us said yes. So I was like, all right. Man, I wish J-Dog were here now. Like,
let me tell you about something.
Yeah.
What about you, Faded? What you looking forward to?
I'm kind of looking forward to World of Warcraft's new expansion. It looks pretty fun. The War Within.
I didn't even know they were coming out with another one.
Yeah. Not, they haven't released it yet. So probably next year. But
That'll be interesting. I know this is kind of a rhetorical question at this point, but how is Heroes of the Storm doing?
On life support still.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's gotten some updates, but that hasn't changed anything.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, during the time.
Dude, we played the literal fuck out of that. What do you mean?
The dog shit out of it.
Enjoyed it was an understatement at the time. We was injecting that shit like heroin, dog.
Did we try it again?
Did we try it again?
We played it for a little bit last year, like late last year. We got one for like a week and played it for a little bit.
I'm down to meme it out, honestly. Me and Cub played it maybe 3 months ago for a little bit. Like, it's not bad. You can just, it's like Halo. You can see the skill gap. Like, that's the only problem. Yeah.
You can. That's a good way to put it.
Speaking of which, I'm fucking knee deep in Gold 5 now. Rip my life.
Ooh, what a dream, brother.
Yeah, dude. Damn. I if I wasn't in ELO hell already, I am in ELO hell.
Yeah, you in that bit. You in that bit. For real.
Ooh. I'm sitting here going fucking double positive, fucking slaying everybody and their mother, and my team just can't fucking do anything to save their lives. It's like, okay. I guess we'll just die.
Yeah. Smite 2 is releasing next.
Oh, wait, they're doing another one?
I think the 16th, I think they're gonna start sending out.
There's a test, I think.
Yeah, I'll do a little test.
That'll be interesting.
Gigantic came back.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's out. It's pay to play now, but.
Ew. What?
Yeah, it's been out for a minute. Yeah, they adopted a new model. It's got all the shit it had when it shut down, plus some new stuff, but you got to pay like 15 or 20 bucks to get in, I think.
What in the fuck? Gigantic was a hero shooter, right?
Yeah, it came out at the exact same time as Overwatch, or like
that
window, and then it died. But not many people are playing. In fact, let me.
They want to Rampage pay for edition. That.
It's $15.99. It's got, well, it's got mostly positive reviews, but it dropped on the 9th, and it's got 2,000 reviews to it. So I don't know if I'd pay $16 for it, but everyone says it's solid.
Oh, you guys know what would be a great side quest episode?
What?
I know you'll love it. Play some Rust.
I'm fucking leaving right now. You think I'm kidding? I'm out of here.
I'm literally out. Rusting as you like. As
I right need some fucking WD-40. God,
no, Sticky actually left. Like, look
at him. He fucking turned his camera. He's like, "I'm gone. See ya."
Yeah, he ain't making the suggestions anymore.
Let's play Rust. You know, Rust PVE is like cool for me because I get to just like experiment and figure out like the limits of the game mechanics. The second players get involved, I'm yeah. I'm pissed. I'm immediately pissed off. Like,
that's so real.
Yeah, I game, man.
Oh, speaking of that too, V Rising is officially released as 1.0. And I think they're already coming out with, they've already dropped new content. I think there's a whole nether area. There's a whole nether kind of like mob, whatever, mob type. I'm guessing there's new spells and stuff. They're just, you know, there's new bosses. It's a fucking 1.0. They got all their shit down, and I've been really fucking tempted to play V Rising again. Not gonna lie.
I don't think I've ever seen a game fall off harder than V Rising, though. I'm gonna be honest.
It's so fucking sad, too.
Everyone was so hyped about it, and then like a week and a half passed, and then I don't think a single person has said anything about it until you did just now.
The thing that makes me sad is like all those top down kind of like arena ability based games just get fucking shit on and pushed to the side because nobody likes them except for a small community of gamers. And I think, well, that's more of like an ARPG though. I'm saying more like Battle Right,
like
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think
Battle Right, rest in peace.
Yo, 100% rest in peace. But I think the only semi-saving grace right now for those top-down ability-based isometric games is going to be Project Loki. And if shits on itself, I don't think the genre is going to last, dude. I really don't.
Bro. I've been in the tester pool since like their first test, and it seems like every time they put out a new thing, they're changing so much about it because, I mean, if I'm being charitable, it's them trying to figure out what works and what doesn't, but I can't shake this feeling that also it's like, it's just not there and they don't know what it's missing to make it there.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, it looks promising. I've been keeping up with it for a while because it's part of that group of devs that all left Riot and like made a bunch of studios that we're all going to make games using Riot's clout. And so far, every single one of them has failed. And this one looks good. And there's another one that just went into, testing. It's called, I literally have it on Steam because I have it tested as well. It's, Seekers of Skyvale, which honestly looks like a grown up version of Battle Ride a little bit.
Interesting,
but those are the only
you'll have to send that to me. Like, I want to check it out.
Post it in chat right now.
But yeah,
by the way, we are going on almost 2 hours.
Yeah, what's that? I was like, we gotta cut it here. I'm sorry, guys.
We were ending, and then we were like, actually, here's another 30 minutes of content.
Well, no, I think we ended it. That was kind of my game right there, was V Rising.
Yeah,
I do want to at least touch it and see what they change. But yeah, it's fucking making up for not being here on Easter. We miss you guys. Sorry. Family first. Family first.
Family first.
Family first, then games.
We back though. We back.
So we'll get some more side quest content out for you guys. I guess they're gonna make me play fucking Destiny, so here we go again.
You sound like it's the worst thing in the. You're gonna have a good time. I know you are.
Actually are. I think you're actually
talking about it.
You know, that's usually the aspect that I come from is, especially when I'm, you know, you guys know me, especially when I'm playing with the boys. Like, that's the thing is, I'm gonna get too into it, and then I'm gonna be thoroughly disappointed when you guys aren't into it.
What, Destiny?
I see what he's saying. I see what he's saying.
Nah, dude, listen, Destiny, so we've played a lot of shit that we've been in and out of, for sure. But Destiny, I've got like 1,300 hours in it. It's vetted for me. I know that I will always come back to Destiny. I may take breaks every now and again. I've got this system where I play it until I start to hate it. And when I start talking shit, then I know I got to leave, because then I can come back later and still salvage it.
Yeah.
But I know, like, it's every time I come back to it, I'm there for about 2 or 3 months. And then I take off, and that's it. But I'm in a special place right now where there's a lot of good content. And then after like 2 months, we're going to have Final Shape. So I might take like 2 weeks off before Final Shape comes out. But other than that, bro, I'm fucking in. I'm super glued to this fucking thing. You couldn't take me off it.
It'll be downloaded tonight for me. I'll have it. I'm ready to
go. All right. Listen, we're putting together a raid group. That's what we got. I got myself. Yeah,
that's what I
want to
do. That's what I want to do.
Here we go.
I've done every raid.
I'm trying
to
fucking raid, bro. Yeah,
I got you.
There we go.
I got you.
Because that will actually keep me on the game.
Yup, I got people.
Obviously, playing the story is fun and all, but like, the raid is where it's at, bro.
Yup, I got you.
Anyway. Anyway. At the risk of another 30 minutes of content, thank you guys for joining us. It's been great. Faded, love you, dog. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for coming.
Feel free to come on back and not talk about the topic that we were supposed to talk about. I feel like there's a lot more we could have touched on WoW base, but we were kind of just all over the place. But thank you guys for joining us. Guys, if you want to throw in your links and shit. Most importantly, don't pay any attention to my personal stuff. Just join Discord, man. Join the Discord. We miss you all. We want to be able to talk about games and shit together, make shit happen. Again, we're looking for pretty much just streamers, artists, developers, anybody who wants to fucking talk, play, eat shit, video games. Crack Media is where it's at.
Hell yeah.
Looking for writers, dog. I need especially my writers to come out of the woodworks, man. Especially if you ship it. Imagine.
Man.
Crack Media development team win? Question mark?
What? Wow, I developed.
What? What? Question mark?
Into a raging maniac?
Anyway. Episode 22. Appreciate you all. Thanks for coming out. I will be throwing this on YouTube's, of course, hopefully Wednesday this week. And then come following the next Wednesday should be our, I guess, quote unquote, rebirth of SideQuest. So be there or be square or something. I don't fucking know. But... I'll catch you guys later. See you.